the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. All right, Lundy, let's touch them all right now. Straight out of the box here, the top of this hump day edition of the pod. And unfortunately, there's no hockey, so it's not officially a hockey hump day per se. But we are going to be focused on the Rawhide. So who's going to be your pick to click to hit a home run? And while you're pondering that, I'll give you mine off the top here. It's Wilson Contreras. No bias baked into this perspective at all of my Chicago Cubs, who got throttled yesterday by the Baltimore Orioles in game one of that series. But Contreras has quite the history against Jordan Lyles. 4-for-7 lifetime with a pair of homers and 5 RBIs batting. A ridiculous 326 over his last 15 days. And you look against Southpaws this season, he's batting 311 with 5 home runs and a 1,181 OPS. Best odds in the biz right now on Contreras to eclipse the fence at plus 450, available at Bet Rivers. So hopefully he'll lay some good wood, touch them all, and I cash a handsome ticket. Who do you like today in a loaded slate of Major League Baseball offerings, my man?
Yeah, we don't get any hockey, but we do have plenty of baseball to get to. How about, and it's not quite the same as your, what'd you say, plus 460?
50. Plus 450, yeah.
Yeah, mine's not as sexy as that. We're going to go plus 320 on mine, but we are going to take a little trip with Mr. Christian Walker to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Now, he's taking on Mike Minor. Brad, are you aware of Mike Minor's current ERA?
Well, Mike Minor's current ERA is worthy of his last name, Minor League, correct?
Yes. He is sitting with a very lovely 11.25.
Oh, my God.
Now, the reason for that is he has only made one appearance so far this season, but he managed to give up 5 earned runs and 3 round trippers. So I'm going to say that the Minor may find himself back in the minors based on how he's been pitching lately. So let's take Christian Walker, who's already got 14 round trippers on the year, but actually has not hit one in nearly a week. So I'm going to say he does it against Cincinnati coming up later tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have more action in this game coming up a little bit later on in the pod. But right now, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5 here on this Wednesday.
Number 5.
All right, let's start off with an NFL future, Lundy. You know, we're all about the diversification here, and we're all about covering various sports. And since we don't have hockey, we got Major League Baseball, obviously the NBA Finals Game 3 in Beantown tonight. But I want to zero in and looking ahead just over the horizon of the 2022 NFL season. And let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, fighting Patrick Mahomes. And the total right now at BetMGM is 10.5 wins for this franchise in the rough and rugged AFC West, which may be the deepest and most talented group of rosters in one, you know, compacted division we've ever seen in NFL history. And I'm going to take the under as one of those reasons why on this 10.5 wins total at minus 105. So a lighter juice there at BetMGM. And adding some additional color here, you know, Kansas City has the toughest strength of schedule according to projected Vegas win totals right now, which is a much fairer measurement compared to strength of schedule based on final records from last year. So, you know, using the algorithms and the forecast methods of the odds makers that are out there, nobody's got a tougher road to hoe than this KC team. Now, their roster, one of the best in the NFL, number 7 overall, according to Mike Clay at ESPN. But there are some questionable spots. You know, they've added some bodies at running back, most notably Ronald Jones. We'll see how that shores up. Wide receiver, even though they brought in Sky Moore, Justin Ross, they picked up as an undrafted free agent out of Clemson. We'll see if those guys can click instantaneously after losing Tyreek Hill. And you bring in Juju Smith-Schuster there as well. But there are questions at corner and at edge defensively, and I think that is an area of vulnerability. And when you're going up against the Chargers, who Clay has projected as the fifth best overall roster, the Denver Broncos, who bring in Russell Wilson, the eighth best projected overall roster, and we can't forget about Vegas, of course, adding Devontae Adams, though Clay's got him ranked at number 19. I don't see KC getting to 11. I think, yarr, me mateys. Captain Hook's got to get involved here, and this is a straight-up 10-win team. So all the reasons I laid out, fade or follow, the Chiefs under 10.5 wins, minus 105 at BetMGM.
Oh, God, I don't like this number. I'm actually going to fade you. I say they get to 11 because I will say this. They have they've got a lot of question marks from a defensive standpoint. You talked about that from a secondary. You're going up against the other quarterbacks that are in that division. However, one of the things that they do still have is a phenomenal home field advantage. That crowd in Kansas City is absolutely ridiculous. And I just think when they're playing at home, would it surprise me if they were 500 in the division? No, it wouldn't. But I actually don't think that's going to happen to them. I think they're going to be 4-2 within the division, maybe a little bit stronger than that, because as good as the other teams are, Kansas City plays so well at Arrowhead that I think that's going to get them some of the victories they need. And, dude, it's Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to lean just ever so slightly the other way, but this line is really well set.
Oh, it is going to be a tough one. Sweat it out for the next several months, whether you're over or under on Kansas City.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the world of Major League Baseball. One of my favorite batter props that is out there tonight, Trey Mancini of the Baltimore Orioles hosting my Chicago Cubs. I already picked Wilson Contreras at the top to go yard, but Mancini, he's going to continue to swing a hot stick, man. He has been fiery, to say the least, here of late, Lundy. Taking on Marcus Stroman, who is ice cold, a guy that has been getting battered and bruised on the bump. You look at Stroman, a 5.32 ERA on the season. And if you look at Mancini, tremendous amount of success against Stroman, who, of course, logged in a number of days with the Toronto Blue Jays back in the day. So that's why Mancini has this history. 19 bats that he has faced the righty. He's collected 7 hits with a pair of RBI. More importantly for Mancini is the recency bias. It's a one hell of a drug, and I am I'm butt-chugging it right now, Lundy. Not just an injected in my veins. We're going to take it to a whole nother level. He is knocked in a run in 6 of his last 9 games, has Mancini. And over the last 30 days, he's batting .342 with 5 dingers and 15 RBI. So a plus 165. Oh, yeah, let's get seduced by that juice at DraftKings. I'm all in on Mancini flexing his might and knocking in a run. So fade or follow, Trey Mancini, outfielder for the Orioles, to register an RBI, plus 165 at DraftKings against my Cubs.
I like this one because I like the fact that it's one of the earlier games on the schedule. I've been doing this lately when hockey's been off and I've just been sitting around twiddling my thumbs because, you know, I don't know what to do if they're not playing hockey. I sit at home. I'm like, I stare at the walls. I get really bored. But I can break up all my player props is my point. So I can grab a couple in the early games. I can grab a couple later at night. Hit a really nice same game parlay last night on one of the later games. So I'm all about this. I want to stack things up, Brad. I want to have something early. I want to have something later. But you're right. Mancini has been en fuego. This is a fantastic prop for tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And fading the Cubs, it's been quite profitable for any individual out there.
Number 3.
All right, Lenny, let's keep on rolling here in Major League Baseball. And next up, let's do a little two-leg parlay action with a pair of strikeout props. And we're going to go with Chris Bassitt. Oh, the Bassitt Hound going to earn his snossages in San Diego tonight. He's got to get at least 5 or more strikeouts against the Friars. And I'm going to slap that together with Adrian Hauser of the Brew Crew taking on Philadelphia inside Miller Park. 4 plus Ks is what he needs to get if both those hit, plus 161 at DraftKings. Now, you look at Bassitt. He has punched out at least 5 in 8 of 11 starts this season with a 9.42 K per 9 overall. a sterling 30.2 call plus swinging strike percentage, which is an outstanding level of production in that category. San Diego, meanwhile, they have struck out the 11th most times of any team in Major League Baseball this season, averaging 8.62 strikeouts per nine. So I like Bassett, again, to get a handful there. As for Hauser, he did face Philadelphia back on April 23rd. Went six innings, only struck out three in that game, but I think that was more of an anomaly. He has been over this total in five of his last seven turns of the rotation. His call plus swinging strike rate, not as standout as Bassett's at 24.9%, but it's all about the matchup and maximizing it, as the Phillies have the sixth highest K per nine rate in Major League Baseball at 8.91. So again, Chris Bassett, five or more strikeouts on the road in SoCal. Adrian Hauser, four more strikeouts at home against Philadelphia, plus 161 at DraftKings. Fade or follow?
Oh, look at you looking out for the people with a nice little plus payday with all the baseball. You know, I told you, I sit around with nothing to do because there's no hockey and I'm just bored. I'm like Wayne Gretzky in the middle of the summer. But this one I like. I love the payday on this. Here's what I'll tell you. I really like the Hauser one going up against the Phillies. But thank goodness the way you can do these is you don't necessarily have to have the hook involved, because I think Bassett may finish right at five on the button. And so the fact that we've got the five plus, I will take that, because if it were like over five and a half, I'd fade you on this one, because I think I've got him pegged right there. I don't think he's going to get to a half dozen, but with what you've got between Hauser and Bassett, nice payday there with the plus 161.
Yeah, miss some bets, fools. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day. Game three of the NBA Finals, plus bonus time, not only in the National Basketball Association, but also Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, Luddy, let's get back after Game 3, going from the left coast to the right coast, from San Francisco to Boston. And, you know, the Celtics, they stole one in Game 1, and then they got embarrassed, deep-panted on live television, tarred and feathered there in the third quarter, and they just could not get their bearings straight, and they got ran out of the gym. So they want to exact some revenge, and they want to feed off that home energy. And I don't know if you saw Bill Burr. He was doing a broadcast of the Boston Red Sox a couple of nights ago, and they were asking about the Celtics. And he goes, admittedly, I do not have the emotional maturity to watch a Celtics playoff game in front of my children. So do this for Bill Burr, Derek White. I'm taking the over on his points. The key man off the bench for Boston, 11.5 points, plus 100 at BetMGM. And MGM is the only book in the entire industry that has this still at plus odds. Everybody else has shifted to minus odds here. You look at White, man. He has been outstanding in this series. 21 points to 12 points, playing 30 minutes and 32 minutes in back-to-back games. He's taken 12 shots per game in the series, shooting a blistering 56.3% from distance. He has been over this in five of his last six postseason games. And Lundy, you know, with the surge and tick for him, and the high shot volume for somebody off the bench in that rotation, and knowing that the pace of play that Golden State is going to force, and it's going to be more up-tempo here, I think there's going to be opportunities abound for White to cash on this over 11.5 points. So again, Derek White over 11.5 puntos, plus 100 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
You found it at plus odds?
I did.
Plus? Oh, my goodness. This is like pirate ship treasure.
Some
might call it the booty.
I'm gonna
follow on this one. I love the fact this is at plus odds. This is a great bet to be able to make if somebody is still willing to plus it up. But folks, if you're listening to the pod, jump on it, because as Brad said, if the other books are already throwing the juice away from you and in their favor as opposed to yours, chances are BetMGM is going to follow relatively quickly. So you need to jump on this one. But even if you were paying standard juice, I feel good about this one with the stat columns that he's been able to put up.
No doubt about it. Chase White and roll in the green.
Number one.
All right, Lundy, last, and certainly not least, let's go to, speaking of green, another player prop tied 2-1, Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors. And I am going to live in the land down under on 7.5 rebounds for the hot-headed postman of this franchise. It is minus 130. at a number of books, but the best odds right now, minus 118 at FanDuel, so that juice not too heavy there. You look at what Green has done against Boston in four games this season. 5 rebounds, 8 rebounds, 11 rebounds, and 5 rebounds. So over in 2 and under in 2. But over the entirety of the postseason, he has been under in 12 of 18 games. Now, the Seas have given up 42.4 rebounds per game in the NBA playoffs. It's the sixth highest mark of any team. But Green, knowing that he's going to get an early tee, knowing that there's the risk that he could get a second team, get his ass tossed out of the game, and two, my belief that Boston's really going to rise to the occasion here, again, at home, feeding off what is going to be a riotous and raucous arena inside the Garden. So I think ultimately Green, 5-6 rebounds, maybe 7. But I don't see him getting A+. So fade or follow, Draymond under 7.5 boards, minus 118 at FanDuel.
He's going to get, I'm convinced he's going to get tossed. Like, I really wish that were a bet that we could have. I just feel like, I just think, first of all, he is hot-headed, as we well know.
Yeah.
He is easily teed up, and you're going to be at the Garden where the fans are going to piss him off. It's going to happen.
No doubt
fans,
about it.
Boston fans annoy the living shit out of me. But at the same time, they also know how to get under your skin. That's why they do it.
Yep.
So it might not even be play on the court. It could be somebody that yells something from the stands that just gets under his skin. I don't know what it'll be, but I wish I could bet on him getting tossed from this game because I am just convinced it's going to happen. He cannot keep those emotions in check. It's what makes him good, but it's also what can potentially make him a liability.
Yeah, that is the give and take of one Draymond Green. All right, let's take it away. Some money from the books, my man. It's bonus time, where we always tend to shine. What else do you like here on this hump day?
I've just got two for you. First of all, over in Major League Baseball, I'm taking the over between the Rockies and the Giants. Wood and Sensatella. That's it. That's all I have to tell you.
You had me at Sensatella, really.
Yeah, really. Just the way the scoring has been, or the runs have been scored against these guys. You've also got the fact that, I mean, the Rockies' bullpen is terrible.
So not only
Sensatella is not all that great. I think the over-under right now is sitting at 9. I think it actually opened at 8.5. I would still take it at 9. Yes, I know that they're by the bay. I know that that is much more of a pitcher's park, but you have to actually be a good pitcher for it to be a pitcher's park, and right now that's not the case. So I'm taking the over between the Rocks and the Giants tonight. Like I said, it's sitting at 9. If you can find it at 8.5, fantastic, but I still would play it at 9. And then here's a really simple same-game parlay for you. It's a three-legger. Put this one together at DraftKings this morning. This is simple, but the odds are a plus 145. Give me 12 or more points for Marcus Smart, and then give me 4 or more assists for both Jason Tatum and Steph Curry. If you put all three of those together, I know it's not sexy, but it's a plus 145, and I'm not here to try to be sexy. I'm here to win money.
Well, you're always bringing sexy back, Lundy, every time I'm around you. I think that's an excellent call there. Let's stick with the NBA. Get that out of the way here. The other player props that I do like. Jason Tatum over 5.5 assists at plus 115. Put this one together at DraftKings. He's gone 6-4, 13, and 3 dimes against Golden State in 4 games this season. He's been over this number in 10 of 20 postseason matchups. Golden State's allowed the 7th most assists per game of any team in this NBA postseason. So, again, it's me just getting sucked in by the plus odds there. I think Tatum gets a half dozen dimes in the box score at plus 115. Meanwhile, here's a little three-legger. Give me on a same-game parlay in this game number 3. Give me Boston 105-plus points. Give me the Warriors 100-plus points. And the Celtics to win on the money line. That's plus 195. If you go that route on a one-game parlay at BetMGM, Boston has hit the over in 12 of 20 postseason games. They're averaging 105.7 points per game at home in this postseason. Golden State, meanwhile, they've hit 100 points in 17 of 18 playoff games this season, averaging 110.0 points per contest on the road. It's just a matter of whether or not Boston takes this thing straight up, and I think they will. Again, that one at plus 195. And then elsewhere in baseball, you were talking about Mike Minor. And, you know, the Reds have been incredible, Lundy. In terms of, you know, consistency and scoring runs, they have scored at least 4 runs in 21 of their last 22 home games. So I'm going to do a one-game parlay. And I'm going to take the D-backs to score four or more runs and the Reds to score four or more runs. That's plus 130 at BetMGM. And I don't know if you, you know, saw this, but it's Merrill Kelly on the mound for the Snakes, and he's got a 5.04 road ERA. You mentioned the downside of Mike Minor. I think runs are going to be plentiful there along the Ohio River. So love that one. And then finally as well, to round this sucker out, give me Marcus Semien over 1.5 total bases at plus 104. Pull this one from Caesars Sportsbook. I know it's Shane Bieber on the mound for the Cleveland Guardians. He has been outstanding here of late, but Semien is searing right now at the plate, 10 for his last 18 with 4 home runs. He's only faced Bieber 3 times in his career, does have a hit against him, but I'm just riding the hot hand, and I need 2 or more total bases to cash in at plus odds. So that's what I'm going to roll with there. Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. If you enjoy this podcast, please drop us a rating and a review. It helps us out tremendously. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.